Legendary Souls!
My name is Job, and I am one of the many New Earth leaders. Yes.
A new intro? Yeah, why not? It's the truth. It's the truth. As you are, we all are. We are all leading by example, bringing in the New Earth frequency.
Envision a planet. A beautiful experience that you believe everyone deserves and that you deserve. Create that reality. That's right. That's right. And that's what this message is about, actually. I think the new intro sparks a bit of an update, you know? A bit of a energy update, you can call it. Yeah, at the same time, it's just a refresher. I've mentioned this in a fair few of my messages and my podcasts and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the Great Awakening, it's here and now. And what is it doing? It's turning everything into, like, the fact that we create our reality. So many of us over the past 4 years, ever since the Big C started and ended, whatever, however you want to perceive it, people have been raising in vibration, raising in frequency, purifying their thoughts, purifying their experience, letting go of old limitations, limiting beliefs, old energy, old negative, toxic people in your experience, to bring in energy that's in alignment with you, energy that's purified with your purified energy. Peace. And look, you know, I don't like to talk about politics, because politics, it won't be politics, that's not the right word for it. There will be councils on this planet in the coming years, proper councils I'm talking. Like, you look in some of those movies, you know, the old school movies that have councils, you know, even like Star Wars, for example, they've got councils, they've got a team of representatives to represent the people. You know, right now, it's not necessarily like that. But there's been a step in the right direction over the last week or two, whenever this has come out. I don't even know when this comes out, but there's been a change in leadership in America. And, you know, I don't like to pick sides or do anything like that, but all I'll say is that I got a tip off earlier this year, and even beyond that, that if there is a new leadership, it's going to really allow the next couple of years to be a lot easier for humanity. Because it's been, the last 4 years has been somewhat of a struggle, which has been in alignment with the leadership of America. It is what it is. It goes deep. I don't really like to talk too much about it all, because we're here and now, and the old negative, toxic leadership is gone over there, and it's going to spark a lot of other countries, as it's already starting to happen in a lot of other countries as well, to bring in a united people, to bring in a oneness in alignment with the raising in frequency of this beautiful planet, of Mother Gaia. Unity consciousness is coming for all, whether they like it or not. And that's why, again, I invite you, what would you, let's take a couple of breaths, let's take a couple of seconds, if not minute, to feel into what you would like to take place over the coming year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, for your children, for the children, for yourself, for your loved ones. Would you like an experience where there's peace on earth, where there is happiness on this beautiful planet? Because it's up to all of us, and we all make a difference within ourselves by working on ourselves, by purifying our mind, purifying our thoughts, purify what we watch on telly, purify who we hang around, purify a lot of these, you know, behaviors that create the reality that we create. So create your reality, whatever that looks like, by purifying your experience. And that's the thing, is let's feel into it. How would you like to live on this beautiful place? What would you like to experience? Would you like to experience happiness? Would you like to experience peace on earth? Let's breathe and feel into it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the most positive reality is not only possible, it's going to happen. Yeah, that's right. Because a lot of people, not a lot, there's a whole bunch. As I said at the beginning of this beautiful message, I am one of the many New Earth leaders. I know that. And I know that there's so many more out there as well. I'm a journeyman. I walk the earth. I journey the land. I meet a lot of people. And over the last 4 years, I've met so many people that are waking up to deeper truths, deeper unity consciousness that is within them. And they're attracting in like-minded individuals, like-minded energies to lead by example and to bring in the New Earth energy. And what is this New Earth energy you speak about? What is it exactly? I can't seem to grasp it. You know, that's the thing with this. The New Earth energy is exactly that you don't think is possible. I'm not saying everyone out there, but there's a lot of people out there that don't think it's possible. Unity consciousness. A big team, one big team on this planet. And that's the thing in this planet. It's a very simple place. Do no harm. Do no harm to others, but take no shit from others. Very simple. Very, very simple. Just a big team. Don't mess with other people. Just live in peace. It's very simple. But that's the thing, is the drama TV and the news, the negative energy that gets emitted through even the radio, it sometimes hijacks our consciousness to do nasty shit, to bitch about someone, to not tell someone to their face how you feel about it and tell others. You know, this kind of a thing. And there's other stuff as well, other little things. But the thing is with this is that energy is dying, because over the past 4 years, I tell you what, there's been a lot of people, a lot of beings that I've been speaking to and I've witnessed, is that they're purifying their experience. And confrontation is something that they, in Western culture especially, confrontation is something that doesn't necessarily get spoken about to really, you know, instead of confronting experiences and people pleasing, go towards it and let them know. Let people know if you're not happy with them. Toxic behavior. If there's toxic behavior in your experience, let it know. And then let it go. Another thing that in the Western culture they don't like us to do is to let go. And that's what this last 4 years has been. It's been a big letting go of the third dimensional energy, of negative energy, because we don't want it anymore. We're making a conscious choice as a collective, as a fifth dimensional frequency, beings of light, to say no. To say no. And it's okay to say no. It's more than okay. It's your right to say no. You could say no to anyone about anything. It's your life. And what that does, that one door closes, one door opens. One door closes, one door opens. Letting go is a part of life. It's a part of unity consciousness, believe it or not. And that's one of the things that kind of gets people when they raise in frequencies. They're like, they want to be really nice. They realize, oh, you know, it's a really nice place. It's a nice experience, but don't be too nice. You know, I speak for experience. You know, it's your choice. You do whatever you feel, but it's a great idea to not be too nice and to stand up for yourself. I feel like that's it. All you've got to do is stand up for yourself. Be as nice as you can, though. Of course, love everyone. I love everyone. However, I will stand up to anyone that comes for me. It's very simple. And what that does is that a lot of the time, the ones that I'm standing up to that are coming for me, what I mean by coming for me, they're coming for my energy. They've got an issue with me. And they've got an issue with my freedom, a lot of them. And the thing is, that's just a program that's come for me. So it's not them, it's just a program. However, if they identify with that program, that is who they are, well then letting go has got to take place. And that's beautiful. Oh, what a gift letting go is. Oh, I love letting go. It's actually such a beautiful thing in this experience. And that's what's happening now in the collective field. We're letting go of the old authoritarian figure that leads our experience. It doesn't have to happen anymore. It never did. The leaders, the parliament, the government. You know what? You know what meant is there? Government. Meant is mind. They govern our minds. Mental enslavement has been taking place for many years. However, we are breaking free from this as I am currently speaking. We are breaking free as a collective. To be the leaders of our experience, to not have others tell us what to do. And that's what we've been basically designed to live like. That others tell us what to do. That's it, you know. So if there's a whole bunch of people telling you to do a certain thing, then do it. But does that sound very authentic? Does that sound very you? Doesn't sound like it is. And that's, again, that's what this message is about here, is it's about, you know, authenticity is purity. Purity is intuition. And the more that you purify your experience, the more that, like, it just, everything just happens organically and naturally and in a flow state that you're not even thinking. The logic can come in. That's fine. Logic can come in. However, a lot of the time you just feel it. You just feel it because the frequency that we actually are living in right now is so high vibrational. It's such a unique time right now that there's not many people that speak about it because they don't necessarily understand it. But a lot of people are able to create very fast at the moment because the frequency is so high. It is insanely high. It's crazy. It's actually crazy cool. And that's it. This message here is about, you know, it's a celebratory message, man. It's a celebratory message about, you know, what did I just speak about before? Create your reality. Create your reality. And feel into what you would like this experience, your experience, to look like. And that's it. It starts at one being at a time. Because that's the thing, is inspiration and encouragement is one of the most overlooked things that takes place in our experience. You know, we like to look at, oh, you know, I'll help someone by moving a system, move house, or I'll help someone by, and look, these things are good as well. You know, it's just different sorts of helping others, but it's like by leading by example, speaking your truth, living in your truth, being your authentic self, standing up to for yourself, being unique. This is a new earth leader. That's the frequency of a new earth leader. Because they're not scared of what others are going to say. They're not scared of being told you've got to do it this way or you've got to do it that way. They're not scared of a new reality, a new future for humanity. No fear. No fear. And that's why I encourage you to live in your truth. And by living in your truth, you will naturally overflow that authentic energy, that freedom energy to the next one and the next one and the next one that comes into your experience. They're going to see you. They're going to be like, they might not say anything. Being authentic and being this, being the warrior, being a leader of the new earth, you're not going to get much credit for it at the moment. It'll come. But the thing is, right now, it's about valuing yourself, valuing what you are doing, valuing the frequency that you're emitting for the legends by being you, by not giving a fuck. With respect, of course. It's a respect-based experience. Respect one another and respect yourself. It's very simple. I'm talking about just not giving a fuck about anything. Do you. If you want to take that leap of faith and change careers, what is a career? Basically, get rid of your job and start to create from your heart, from passion, go and do it. Take the leap. And that's what it's all about. It's about being yourself. If others come for you throwing fear at you, saying, oh, what about this? What about that? No. Lead by example. Be you. You are the new earth leader. And I encourage you, I empower you to be yourself, whatever that looks like. Again, just don't disrespect, you know, respect-based experience. Respect thyself, respect thy other, and that's it. But do you. That's what this is all about. It's all about being yourself, doing you, carving the path for the legends behind you, for them to walk. Walk behind. Value yourself. Value what you're doing. The new earth is here and now. the reality that is able to be created in this exact moment is exactly what your most positive thought of this place can be. The reality that you feel is possible, the most positive reality that can take place in this beautiful planet, it is so possible. If not, it will happen. It's just a matter of time. Nothing can stop it, actually, because the raising frequency, the sun is beaming in beautiful energy. People are going to be attracted to more natural habitat, Mother Gaia, nature, spending time with her, because they will purify their experience. They will purify negative energy. And they will allow themselves to live in the most positive, high vibrational energy to create the reality of unity consciousness. Because at the end of the day, we're all one with this beautiful planet. Obviously, we're one with each other as well. Keep learning lessons, living in your truth, and being you. A beautiful message. I feel honored to share. So stand up for yourself. Be your best version. Be your most authentic version. You're your best version right now. There's no future shit. All that exists is this moment. That's it. Past doesn't exist. It's over. You learn from it. Future doesn't exist. Shit's coming in hot. It's actually coming in the next 10 minutes. So, you know, just be right now. Be right now. Look at your surroundings. Breathe. And be grateful. Gratitude. What a gift gratitude is. Be grateful for who you are, for the legends you have around you. Be grateful for whatever. Be grateful for the past. Shit, some of those negative experiences, I'm sure they've put you on your best path. They put you through some negative moments to put you into your truth, to your authenticity. What a gift. Shall we take 3 deep breaths? And that shall do this one here. If you enjoyed this and you feel that it can benefit someone you know, feel free to share it with them. Maybe they'd appreciate it. Maybe I'd appreciate it. But no pressure. You do whatever you feel. I would suggest to feel into the value that you, the frequency that you emit for the legends around you, to allow them to be themselves, to allow them to break free of programming, to allow them to be their best version. Because that's the thing, the new earth is changing every day. The frequency is raising and rising every single day. And all you got to do to tap into it is let go of the past, let go of the old. Be your best version. Make some brave decisions. And emit your frequency of authenticity. Everyone's got a unique frequency. Be you. There should be no one like you. Because you are you. That's it. Allow others to inspire you. Allow others to empower you. But just be you. Because you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Value you. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.